Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
The chill is in the air as we enter into this November month, and the football history headlines for November 1st make no exception as we go and see the 16th franchise in the NFL is awarded, and we have some great legends of the game, both from the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to our podcast of football history and football history headlines for November 1st. And we are going to go right at it. Go to November 1st, 1966, Pontchartrain Hotel, New Orleans, Louisiana. NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle made an announcement that the league had awarded the 16th franchise in the NFL to the New Orleans Saints franchise. The Saints ended up playing their very first game on September 17th, 1967, and the first play was a very memorable 94-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by rookie John Gilliam against the Los Angeles Rams, as the Saints won the game 27-13 in front of over 80,000 at Tulane Stadium. It's time for a Hall of Fame birthday memory as we go to November 1st, 1911, Oswego, Illinois. Slade Cutter, a tackle from the Navy midshipman, was born on this day. Slade, in high school, didn't set out to play football. In fact, he was a musician that played the flute. It wasn't until he entered Severn Preparatory School in Maryland that the football coach there, a guy by the name Paul Brown, yes, that Paul Brown, asked him to try out for football. The National Football Foundation bio on Cutter goes on to say how he made the Severn team and later became an All-American with a Naval Academy team. Cutter also won two letters in lacrosse, three in boxing, and was a collegiate heavyweight boxing champion. During World War II, Slade commanded a submarine, the USS Seahorse, and he and his crew sunk over 19 Japanese ships. In 1957, Cutter was quoted about talking about officers who played football and then had his troops under their command. There is a grapevine in the ranks of all services. The men make it their business to find out who the officers are. There's a special respect for those who would carry the ball on a football field, throw a wicked block, or make a dead stop tackle. Slade Cutter was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1967. Another great football legend of Hall of Famer born on this day was born on November 1st, 1943 in Cleveland, Ohio. Tom Mack, the 1965 All-American guard out of the University of Michigan, was born. Tom was the Los Angeles Rams' first-round pick in 1966, and boy, what a great pick he was. Mack played for 13 seasons for the Rams, and in that span, he went to 11 Pro Bowls, never missed a game as his streak was 184 straight, and was an all-NFL selection 5 times. Pretty amazing numbers for anyone, but especially for someone playing the offensive line. Tom Mack entered into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1999's enshrinement ceremonies. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the embed player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
4 years later is almost a deja vu of another Hall of Famer born on November 1st in Cleveland, Ohio, that went to Michigan. It was marked the birth of a safety from the University of Michigan, Tom Curtis. Curtis played for the Wolverines from 1967 through the 1969 seasons, where he was selected as a consensus All-American in 1969. The footballfoundation.org website tells us how Tom set records at Michigan for interceptions in a game, and then in a season with 10, adding 431 yards to them. His career interception mark of 25 picks ranks second in Big Ten history and is tied for fourth this day in NCAA record books. The National Football Foundation inducted Tom Curtis into their College Football Hall of Fame in 2005. Tom Curtis moved on to the pro game after college, playing for the Baltimore Colts in 1970 and 71 seasons, and was a member of the Super Bowl V championship team. Then, born that same day, November 1st, 1947, in Guatemala City, Guatemala, Ted Hendricks, the linebacker from the University of Florida, came to this life. According to the National Football Foundation's website bio on the player, Ted Hendricks stood at 6'7" and weighed in roughly at 218 pounds while at the University of Miami, and his angry style of play, along with his long, lanky physical stature, had his peers dub him as the Mad Stork. As a defensive end during his 3 seasons with the Hurricanes, Ted received All-American recognition 3 times by totaling 327 tackles, and that averaged out to be a remarkable 109 tackles per season. Pretty good numbers for a D-end. Ted was an above-average student at Miami, majoring in math and minor in psychology, too. The NFF selected and placed Ted Hendricks into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1987. Ted, after college, was the number one pick of the Baltimore Colts in 1969's NFL draft, and he played pro football as a linebacker from 1969 through 1983 seasons with the Colts, Packers, and Raiders, and was a member of 4 winning Super Bowl teams. According to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's bio on him, Ted intercepted 26 passes, which he returned for 332 yards and a touchdown. He also recovered 16 opponents' fumbles and scored a record-tying 4 safeties. Hendricks scored touchdowns on an interception, a fumble return, and a blocked punt. In all, he blocked 25 field goal slash point after attempts in his pro career and scored 4 safeties and played on 8 Pro Bowl teams. In 1990, Ted Hendricks was honored by being enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. To wrap up our November 1st Hall of Fame birthdays, we have another big man. November 1st, 1977, that marks the birth in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, of Steve Hutchinson, a guard from the University of Michigan. ProFootballHOF.com website states that Steve was 6'4", 315 pounds of muscle, and was drafted in the first round as the 17th player taken overall of the 2001 NFL draft by the Seattle Seahawks. He played for 12 NFL seasons, both in Seattle and with the Minnesota Vikings, and in that span he made 7 Pro Bowl teams and was selected to the All-Decade team of the 2000s, and even played in Super Bowl 40 with Seattle. Steve was an integral part of the offensive line unit that blocked the way for Sean Alexander to earn the Associated Press's NFL MVP honors in 2005 after rushing for a team record 1,880 yards and setting an NFL record with 28 touchdowns, 27 of those on the ground. The Pro Football Hall of Fame selected Steve Hutchinson to enter into their ranks in the year 2020. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com. is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sturneman collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward, a Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe, and a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you'll enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you, and good luck!